I just want to say that this is a matter which is a really important matter, because it's a matter that we as a committee have been talking about for a long time. And I would just like to bring it under the committee's attention that I wrote a written question to the Minister of Public Service and Administration, and the question read, whether the Public Service Commission is currently investigating any cases of misconduct, fraud, corruption, maladministration, nepotism, or any other transgressions against current or former staff members of the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities emanating from the Flaxman report. And she wrote back to say that she's currently not investigating any cases. I'm just bringing it under your attention so that we can deal with it when we come back to Parliament next year, maybe as a matter of urgency, because I felt it necessary, because we didn't hear anything as a committee from that minister, to take it upon myself to write to her. And this is the reply that I got. It's an official response. She says that the Public Service Commission is not currently investigating any case of misconduct, fraud, corruption, maladministration, or nepotism, or any other transgressions against current or former staff members of the department emanating from the Flaxman report. So there is no investigation.
That we were forever asking to bring this the Flaxman report to closure, and forever we were told that the Public Service Commissioner is busy with it. There is no such a request. There is not a request like that being put to them, and there is the answer now, very clear. Were misleading us. I agree very, very much with the Honourable Member, because if this department has been misleading us, why did they then do that, just that to us? It has now been months, and I know that forever we've been asking, and out of your position, you were telling us, no, it is being investigated. So what were they trying to do, and who were they trying, and why were they trying to mislead us?
So just finally. Because just to remind you that the reason why we as a committee haven't dealt with this issue is because we were time and again reminded by the DG and this department that it is currently with the Public Service Commission and therefore we cannot act as a committee. Now, our time is coming to an end now and we still haven't dealt with a matter of grave importance which deals with corruption in this department. So I think even if, you know, I don't think it should take long for this department to respond to us. Because, in fact, they've been saying to us the whole time the matter is with the Public Service Commission, and once they get that report, it will come to us. So, in fact, I think it should take them only a week to respond to us, and then we should put it on our agenda as something that we deal with urgently when we just after the public hearings. I would request that. Thank you, Chairperson.
We have minutes with us. Can we dispose of these minutes? We have the minutes of the 18th of September. Have we been able to go through these minutes of the 18th? Excuse me. Members, we also want to leave. Can we finish with our business? Minutes of the 18th of September, page 1. Any correction? No correction. Page 2. Page 3. Gone. Can we have a mover? Move by Member Paulson. Any seconder? Seconded by Member Peterson. The minutes of the 10th of October. Pardon?
Okay. No, I just want to say on page 2. On page, on page 3 of these minutes, under number 5, resolution of the portfolio committee, the second paragraph, what is the progress? Has any letter been written?
Unfortunately, the secretary is indicating that she has not read the letter, so she must still, nevertheless, she must still write those letters. October 10th. Page 1, page 2. No outstanding matters. Can we get the mover? Honorable DM and seconded by Honorable Peterson. 16 October. Page 1, page 2, only 2 pages. Which report was this? Okay. Only 2 pages.
Yeah.
Any mover? Moved by the member DM, seconded by member Nomad. Thank you. 17 October. Oh, 15, 17, sorry. Okay. 23 October. Page 1. Page 2. On page 2, my honorable members, on page 2, under election of an acting chairperson, 1, line number 3, to nominate an acting chairperson. Oh, it's just a typical, acting instead of electing. Page 3. What is she saying now? Closing remarks on page 3. 6 closing remarks by the acting chairperson. Can we insert acting chairperson?
Okay.
I don't want to be arrested for what I didn't decide. Any mover? Under point 6, closing remarks. We add acting. Go on, page 4. Any mover? Member Paulson. Member Paulson moves. Any seconder? Seconded by Member Murray. Didn't do them. How many pages are there? I didn't do 17 October.
Yeah.
17 October. Okay. Page one. Page two. Moved by Member DM. Any seconder? Move. Member Fandamerva, you haven't moved or adopted any minutes. Were you not there? Page one? Where? Where? When? Where is she? Oh, but she was present on that day. Who's seconding the mini? Who was? Who moved? You moved. Yeah, you moved. Member Peterson seconds. Thank you very much. Honorable members, just two things left for us to... She will take us through the program. Thank you, honorable members. I take it we've got all committees. Okay. Today we had the briefing by the department on the bill. This program was drafted on the basis that it's still proposed as a Section 75. Once it's 86 and it indicates whether it's a Section 76, that it will obviously have an impact. But at the moment, we move on the basis that it's Section 75. From the 24th, intention is to advertise for public hearing in terms of the process of dealing with the bill. And then the closing will be the 13th of December. That is giving members of the public 15 working days in terms of the rules to submit their comments. And the intention on the 29th and 30th of January, we have public hearings for 2 days. Okay. We hold public hearings. That also depends on the number of the submission that we have received, but we're proposing 2 days. And also, we're also proposing 2 days, the 5th and 6th of February, for the department to respond to the submission made by the public. Then thereafter, on the 3rd, we won't have a meeting because it's the State of the Nation's address. Then on the 19th of February, we'll have the deliberation together with the department on the bill. Thereafter, on the 26th, it will be clause by clause. If there are any changes, then we'll have to go through clause by clause so that members are satisfied about the bill. And then the last meeting, on the 5th, of March, we are going to adopt consideration and adopt the committee report because we are supposed to report to the National Assembly on what we are saying about the bill. Then the last meeting will be the consideration adoption of minutes. And then if there are any other things that we can add. Thanks. Thanks, Jack.
Afternoon, members. Just to take 2 minutes, what Charlene has handed out is the Francis Memorandum. And in the ATC of August and June, there were about altogether 9 papers from the CGE that was referred to the committee. Has all members received a set of this, Charlene?
Yes.
Yes. So what between Lorenzo, Crystal and myself, we've taken all those 9 reports that were referred to the committee by the CG for consideration. We've done summaries of each, highlighted what the key findings and recommendations were, and at the end of each of those summaries, we indicated matters for consideration in terms of the committee deciding if there was something looking at oversight, what could the committee do. So technically, I've just put down, just to highlight, there was a position paper on sex work, a paper on the 365 days. The CG did an evaluation of that. There were reports on provincial hearings on employment equity that they did in the Northern Cape, KZN, Western Cape and the Northwest. They've got a gender barometer report, as well as a report on gender equality looking at health and correctional services, and then as well as gender transformation in South African football. Overall, what we found across all the reports, they've covered a lot of work, that which is commendable. But I think there's an opportunity for the committee to say in terms of the quality of the research, and they've indicated with that when they've gone on oversight, the research department really needs to be bolstered. So there's an opportunity to improve in terms of the quality by looking at peer review, and also for the CGE's voice to come out stronger. As much as you're looking at doing studies and doing hearings, but what do you as the CGE propose going forward? So in terms of the process, in the ATC, it is papers referred for consideration. So technically, we don't have to report on it, as in back to the House, but I think perhaps in the when we meet again, there would be an opportunity for the committee, once you've gone through the summaries and looked at the recommendations and issues for oversight, give guidance as to what you would recommend. It could either be that perhaps you call in the CG and ask for clarity about issues, whether it's letters written to the CG about what's been picked up, or to another department. So just in terms of papers referred, we've now for this year concluded on all the papers that were referred to the committee. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.